President Bush is still weighing whether to send U.S. peacekeepers to Liberia. America's top military officer says if he does send in troops, their mission will be of relatively short duration. The president is said to be considering a number of military options, from increasing embassy security in Monrovia to leading an international peacekeeping operation in Liberia. General Richard Meyer says Mr. Bush is firm on one point. Liberian President Charles Taylor must abide by terms of a ceasefire and give up power.
He hasn't done Liberia any good. He hasn't been helpful to the surrounding countries.
During an appearance on the Fox News Sunday television program, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was asked if the United States would act unilaterally in Liberia. He said Washington could act alone to evacuate U.S. citizens, but wants a multilateral approach, with countries in the region playing a major role in solving the Liberian crisis.
Well, we're always prepared in case of U.S. citizens and our folks there that are on official duty in the embassy and so forth to do a non-combatant evacuation of those individuals. Beyond that, I think we'd really like to see the states in the region help with this particular problem.
General Myers cautioned no decision has been made by the president, but said any deployment would hopefully be of short duration. He said the U.S. military would not remove President Taylor.
I don't think so. No, I don't think that'd be one of our options.
There have been calls abroad for a significant deployment of U.S. troops, perhaps as many as 2,000, to lead an international peacekeeping force. President Bush has indicated he is sympathetic to the pleas, citing America's unique historical relationship with Liberia, which was founded in the 19th century by freed American slaves. The president has emphasized he will not be rushed into a decision. A key senator says lawmakers should also take steps to learn all they can about the situation in Liberia, saying the United States could soon send troops to a very dangerous place. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Virginia Republican John Warner said the risks are high. Senator Warner, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee and an ally of the president, said Congress should get a say.
It's a presidential decision, but I would say to the Senate leadership and most respectfully to the president, I would want a vote in the Congress before we begin to commit substantial forces into that region.
Mr. Warner said because he heads the Armed Services Panel, he has had access to highly classified information on Liberia. He said the Senate leadership should make those intelligence reports available to all members, saying it is essential before American troops are again put in harm's way. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.